What is up, everybody? Welcome back to MGM Market Abilities Podcast. It is just me today. Crew is out. Everybody's busy. We tried to do a podcast yesterday, but we were so busy, you know, with TV show and, you know, everything else that goes on here, which is, you know, I'm going to make this camera shot a little bit wider. It seems too tight for me. Oh, there we go. Much better. As you guys can see behind me, some windows to our studio. At the bustling street, there's people being honked at, there's bells going off, there's people shopping. It's great. It's great. We love being down here, except for all the noise. But the noise just usually means that things are happening. And you know what can't happen? You know what these things, they can't really happen without? Is money. So we're going to talk about selling today. And we're going to talk about how to make it a little bit easier. Because this is, in my opinion, often overlooked, and it's easy to talk about these things because they look cool to you as the person selling, but really the people who are buying don't care, okay? So let's talk about this. So people, this the whole premise of this podcast, and it won't be very long because this is a very simple thing to understand and to change whenever you're selling. People do not care about the features of your thing, of your service, of your product, whatever it is. They don't care. They don't care how many hour long it is or how yellow it is or how many pieces it is. They don't care. They care about the outcome of it. So, for example, if you hire a plumber, right, and you're like, hey, I know a good plumber. He takes care of it. He makes sure you have this or that. The plumber is not going to come up to you and try to sell you on the best pipes. No one cares about the pipes in their house. They care about water pressure. They care about, is the water going to come out of my sink, and is it going to come out of it consistently, and is it going to be high water pressure? Is my bathroom going to feel like a freaking like waterfall? You know what I mean? That's what people care about. And so if you can deliver on those outcomes, then people are way more interested. And it's the same for us. Like whenever someone is asking me to mix a song for them, I'm not telling them I'm going to use these fancy audio plugins and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, no, I'm going to make you sound professional so that you can send it to your friends and your family and your church or whatever. And then they can be like, whoa, this sounds incredible. And you can get that outcome of like, wow, you're a great musician or whatever it is. Okay. And it's the same for video content. So I don't even care. Like what, you know, some of our packages here are like, you get like basically 30 pieces of content after one day of shooting, and that can cover you for like, you know, almost 3 months of content. And that's really, really cool. But what does that do for the business? What, you know what I mean? Like, what outcome are we producing? Or we're just producing videos, but what is that producing? And so you need to actually think about what do people want? Like, ultimately, what do they want? So, like, we're in the marketing field, so people want more money. They want to be more well-known. They want to be better understood. So that's why we're here. And so that's why we go out of our way to create content that makes sure that people are better known, better understood, that bring people into their business or into their YouTube channel or whatever it is. Maybe they at least see the product, just get some awareness happening. And that's the outcome. Like, pitching somebody that we're using a Sony camera and that we're using DJI mics or something, whatever it is, like, no one, they don't care. They really don't care. They don't care that we're going to film 14 hours of content. They don't care about that. They care about, if we do this and I pay you to do this, what is it going to do for me? People are always thinking about themselves. And I'm saying myself too, like, literally everybody's thinking, what can this do for me? Or what can this do for my business? Whichever one it is. So whenever you are selling next time, look at the person that you're trying to sell to and ask them, are you selling them on the features of what you do, which is cool to you, but are you selling them on the outcomes? And obviously, do not do not promise an outcome that you can't promise. Like, don't do like some monetary thing, like you're going to make all this money or like you're going to get this amount of followers. Like, that's don't do that kind of stuff. That's because that can be really sketchy, and you can't promise a lot of stuff because algorithms change. Things change within the, you know, within our culture. So you can't just promise those types of things, but you have to promise some outcomes. All right, guys, we're back. Sorry about that. My wife came in and just rudely interrupted me. I'm just kidding. No, she didn't. She was just telling me bye. She was going home for the day. We have the luxury of working a block away from each other. So, which is sometimes not a luxury because sometimes I annoy her. Anyways, back to what I was talking about. Sell the outcome. So it's like, if you're trying to get a kid to do something, right? And they say you're trying to get them to eat less candy, right? Then you sell them on the outcome of like, get good grades. Let's do get good grades, because I did this with similar to with Gabby, but I was like, if you get good grades, I'll take you to Disney World or Disneyland or Universal, whatever it is. You know, give them a goal of the outcome that they ultimately want, and then they'll give you what you want, which is kind of simultaneously what they want, but they don't realize that that's what they want. That's a mind twister, but I think you get what I'm saying. You have to sell the actual end game, because I think a lot of people that you're trying to sell to, it's going to sound harsh, and I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying a lot of people that you're trying to sell to are a bit closed-minded. Like, they don't see the big picture all the time. And so you almost have to create this vision, this outcome, to where they see themselves as this glorious thing, or that they have this skill, or that they've done this thing, or that they've made all this money because they trusted you with what you're going to do with them or for them. So sell the outcome, not the features. I don't know how else to... How else to word that. I don't know any more examples to use besides like even like a hairdresser. Like, they're going to be like, I'm going to make your hair look absolutely incredible, but they're not going to talk about what products they're going to use, or, you know, like, you get 2 hours with me to do your hair. It's like, it doesn't matter if it takes 20 minutes or 2 hours. Like, if the end product is glorious, like the outcome, that's all people care about. That's all they care about is the outcome. So sell the outcome, not the features. You know, if you can create this picture in their mind of what the outcome looks like and what the benefits of that outcome, you could even take it a little step further, then they're going to buy. they're more likely going to buy because they are seeing a future of themselves that they want to see. That they don't have currently, but they know it's just like right there, just need to reach out and grab it, you know? So the outcome. If you guys like this podcast, please like and subscribe. Leave us a comment down below. We love you. And I'll see you in the next episode, because you'll be there. I hope. Okay, love you, bye.